Justin Fugak with you now, joined by Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. We're talking Valley Falls boys basketball. The Dragons continue to roll. Now a perfect 14-0 on the season, with 10 of those wins coming in Northeast Kansas League play. The last couple of coach good wins against Marhill Mount Academy, 69-53. And then very next night, Tuesday, so you play Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday beating Oskaloosa, 82-59. So back-to-back nights, but man, continue to score a lot of points, continue to have a lot of guys contributing, and it just seems like your team's really clicking on all cylinders, huh?
Yeah, we definitely are. You know, right now we got guys that are shooting the ball at a high rate. You know, the MO on our team is all year long is we've done a great job of sharing the ball. You know, we're averaging about 18 assists on the year, and we had 20 of them last night. And it seemed like every bucket we got in the first half was off an assist, and we did a good job rebounding the ball, which is, you know, the little things is what you got to do. And you know, last night we were able to get off to a hot start, and it just, you know, propelled us all the way through the basketball game.
Avery Gatzmeyer scored 29 points against Marhill Mount Academy. You had three guys between 17 and 22, with Dylan and Ave and Zach Evans again last night, plus Trenton Kraxner in double digits. So a lot of guys contributing, and not just points. Does this team continue to seem pretty hungry? I'm sure they were happy to get back on the court for a couple nights, because you had gone, what, about 8 days without a game before these back-to-back contests, right?
Yeah, we were excited to get back on the floor, but you know, one thing I can say is I feel like, you know, going into the off week, you know, our team got better during that off week. I, you know, challenged the guys that we needed to practice as hard as we could, and we had some unbelievable practices, did some scrimmage type situations, and our other guys really pushed us. You know, we had some good scrimmages where we were going back and forth with each other, and you know, some of my, you know, guys that don't always get the glory on the nights that we play, you know, Logan Martins and Spencer Duramaggi and Carson Clark and Nolan Duramaggi and Hayden Carney, those guys really pushed us in practice, along with our other guys. And I felt like we got a lot better during the off week working on some things. And, you know, our five starters play a lot of minutes. I feel like they're as solid as a group as they come. But without those guys, you know, pushing us during the off week, I don't think we would have played as well as we did this week.
Well, to speak to your point about the younger guys too, I believe your JV team still undefeated as well as the varsity team. And I also wanted to note, was it win number 200 that I saw for you, Coach? You seem way, way too young to be already racking up 200 wins and counting this season.
Well, you know, actually we got it a couple weeks ago, but everybody wanted to kind of get the recognition when we were doing it at home. But, you know, so I think now we're up to 206. But, you know, I couldn't do it without those guys that step out on the floor and the guys that I've coached all these years. You know, it's a lot of those guys still come to the basketball games or check in on how the team's doing. And it really just shows, like, I feel that the Dragon program is, you know, just more like a family than anything that, you know, maybe some schools are a part of, and it's really just the Valley Falls community. And I just couldn't be more proud of my guys, you know, the way they're playing. You know, I've got guys that are averaging, you know, close to double-digit rebounds, and Trent Kraxner and Zach Evans and, you know, Brennan Miller. Last time I looked on Max Preps, he was leading the state in assists per game at a little over 7. And, you know, Avery and Dylan just continue to light it up from the outside. And, you know, I'm just happy that we're where we're at, and we're just going to keep on motoring on.
You bet. Well, games against Horton and ACCHS next, both home games for the Dragons. Hopefully you can keep the team hungry, motivated, and avoid any kind of letdown as you go through these next couple. Good luck, Coach, and hopefully we'll see you Friday night for a game on the radio in your home Dragons den.
All right, Justin, I appreciate it, man. Good talk to you.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons, and the Valley Falls Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Country Harvest Apple Market and by Heinen Repair.